This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM860, AM930, The Answer, as well as FM93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the place, and the packages they're delivering, too. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, plus the home heating oil as well. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon delivery people out there, too, delivering everything that they get that comes to you. And you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And then our website is very simple. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you can go over there and you can get not only the live stream that's broadcasting of the show, but when we go off the air, it plays the latest show on there in a stream, and you can hear everything that's gone on in the show previous if you missed it. Our podcast is over there, and we have a lot of things for you to take advantage of the, over there as well. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, get ready, because here he comes, the man, the myth, the legend, California, westward bound. It's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Even if they can't stand up because it's blowing so hard, the wind.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, boys and girls. There we go. They're going to go back inside because it's a balmy 49 degrees here tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me that. By the way, Sunday we're supposed to be up in the 80s.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
See, that's what happens. It gets cold for a day or two. Then it gets warm again, and people catch pneumonia in this kind of weather, unfortunately. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got quite the brouhaha going on right now, Kyle. Do you have satellite TV?
I do not, as a matter of fact.
All right, but you know what DirecTV is and you know what Dish TV is, right?
Of course, yes.
Well, at one time, Dish TV, I think, started all of it. They had a problem with the Internet TV news services called One America News Now, OANN, and Newsmax, both conservative news agencies, which were founded and have done quite well for themselves, and then found their way onto the satellite to be rebroadcast there, because that was the next logical move for them to make. And, of course, it was a profitable move for the satellite companies. They made money off it. And a profitable move for the news companies, because they made money off it, right?
Of course, yes.
Well, now, without any explanation of any substance, the Newsmax people have been taken off DirecTV. Now, we don't really know why they've been silenced or censured, as the case may be. Newsmax is a very popular destination for conservative news while continuing to broadcast their content on left-leaning channels, which they've done in some cases. Now, I have generic TV on an antenna, but I've got a very good antenna, and I get 98 channels sitting right here where I'm at, all around the state of Florida, and even some channels that come out of the state of Florida that I'm able to get, because I guess I'm just able to get them.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. A lot of people, of course, yeah, they may have a satellite, they may have a cable that runs to their home, or they may simply have broadband internet, and they might use services like Hulu or YouTube TV or Sling or these other places that where, you know, you get a broadcast television plus all the different cable channels, including many of the news channels. But, Captain, with DirecTV getting rid of Newsmax, they're saying it's a cost-cutting measure, but they don't really, I think, pay almost anything, I think, to Newsmax for licensing fees.
No, Newsmax pays them to be there.
That's right.
Pays them to be there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think some of the other, these other big cable channels, they, I think they receive licensing fees for that. So to say it's a cost-cutting measure is doesn't seem like it passes the smell test here. So again, it begs the question, why kick them off that platform when you have many people who are watching this, because Newsmax in and of itself is, I think, the fourth largest news cable channel in the United States.
And they've done a lot of that on the internet, because you can go to the internet, to their website, newsmaxtv.com, and you can watch them on your computer or your phone.
Exactly. And that's where a lot of this is going, by the way, too.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back from that break, and we're going to dig up Chris Markowski here, and we're going to let him take us to break. So, Watchdog, it's your turn.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Thank you very much. It's Jeff from Sarasota. We appreciate him doing that for us, and we appreciate it so very much. As well as the fact that this part of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, that's Mike Lindell and Company. And all you got to do is trot on over to MyPillow.com and look for that window on the front. It's a logo link window that says Radio Listener Specials. Click here. You click on that, you go right in there. First thing you're going to need is a product code, a promo code, rather. And the promo code is going to be one word, Captain. That's it, Captain. That's all you need. Go in there. And then start taking a look around, see the things you see. You'll see a lot of stuff marked down 80%, a few things marked down 90%, things being discontinued in there that he's selling at just bargain basement prices. And then he's got some other things in there that you can buy, the towels and the pillows and the sheets and in there. And you can save some big money there, too. Again, promo code at MyPillow.com will always be the word Captain. And that'll save you money. You can also give them a call at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Give them a call, speak to a live person, and place your order that way. But MyPillow.com is where you go, and promo code will be Captain. Go into the Radio Listener Specials page section and shop till you drop, promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you shopping till you drop?
Yeah, I did, but that was, but Christmas time, so I got to wait another, 10 months.
You're on a leash now. You're on a leash now. You got to wait till your birthday or something. You're on a leash.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I understand it. Okay, you know, to say that Joe Biden's classified document scandal spells real trouble for the White House is a bit of an understatement, right?
I think so, yeah.
And the departure of Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, proves it. Because Klain has been with the president for more than 30 years. He knows Washington, and he can read the writing on the wall very well. And what's coming is going to be a real mess.
Now, we've now learned that Biden has classified documents not just from his vice presidency, but from his tenure in the Senate, which goes back even further, when he served as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senators are allowed to view classified documents only in the sensitive compartmented information facilities known as SHIFs. Now, it's fair to ask, how did those documents get out of that SHIF and to Biden's house in the first place? Well, Biden had to take them out, right?
Sure.
And the White House has refused to answer this, which is one of the most basic questions out there. How did it get from point A to point B? Now, the American people do have a right to fundamental information about the documents being retrieved, don't you think?
Well, yes, of course.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, I think, Captain, that, you know, other than maybe Joe Biden gets his own series on cable network somewhere about document hoarding.
Too hot to handle.
Extreme document hoarding, you know, but it's something, Captain, that, you know, obviously this is, he's been, you know, doing this systematically for quite some time, it would seem. And definitely this raises a lot of questions as to whether or not his viability, not only as an effective president, but as a candidate, come into question. And I think, as you mentioned, Ron Klain, of course, as you mentioned, has been with him for so long. I think he does see the writing on the wall, but I also think that he knows that Joe Biden is not going to run at this point. And I think that's one of the other reasons, in addition to the fact that the drama is only going to get worse about the document scandal, that's going to increase. And also, I think he may just say, okay, it's time for me to jump ship because we're not going back to the White House in 2025.
And Biden's chief public information guru, namely Admiral Kirby, who was over, of course, in the Department of Defense and then transferred to the White House, he says you can't leave a SHIF with classified material unless that material is appropriately sealed. That's the only way you can leave.
Well, that's right, because if you're a senator or a member of Congress and, you know, or other a government official, you have to go into that SCIF in order to figure out, you know, what these documents say and so forth. That's why they're so tightly managed. And yes, I'm sure there's some protocol for moving documents from point A to point B, but there would also, in my humble opinion, Captain, there would be some record of that there would be something written down somewhere that documents 1, 2, and 3 went out with Senator Biden one day so that they can keep track of it. I don't know. It's a revolutionary concept, but I'm sure they maybe have something like that.
Well, you just played a little thing there about Senator Biden. President Biden talking about his secretary of the military standing behind him, forgetting the title that he had and who it was, as well as the Secretary of State. It was like he forgot both their names.
Well, and he was searching a lot more as well. And, you know, it's just really, it's very significant because he was talking, Captain, primarily about all the stuff, all the material that we have been sending over to Ukraine, at a moment when he was supposed to come off as being a strong leader, president, helping a friend to fight off the big bad Russians. He came off as being somewhat of somebody who seemed kind of out of it and that didn't accomplish what they were trying to do.
And here's something that he said, which you had to wonder about, too. Biden compared the Georgia voting laws to Jim Crow 2.0. But the problem is 0% of the blacks rated the 2022 voting experience as poor. They gave it a 72.6 positive rating as being excellent.
Well, that's not going to stop Joe Biden from doing that because, number one, it's become a cliched phrase. It's still Jim Crow this or that, and it's also just another tool, you know, in order for him to make a political stump speech, basically. He doesn't have to really back it up with anything. He just says it because they're trying to make you think that no matter what, things will never get better. In fact, I think in so many ways, Captain, the Democrat Party elite, elite don't really want things to get better, because if they did, they'd have nothing to rail against. So while things actually do get better, and African Americans are saying so, and according to this poll, to this response, the Democrat Party elite will never get that memo.
Well, I have more proof of that right here in the fact that Democrats are urging Biden to scrap his stricter border policies that he's now starting to go with, saying that asylum is a right.
Well, and again, that's another sort of mechanism that they're trying to use. Typically, people can come to this country and request asylum because they're being oppressed somewhere else. But they don't necessarily, the traditional way of looking at this was you would not make a 1,000-mile journey across other countries that could give you asylum because you could get away from the oppression, so-and-so, quote-unquote, that you're experiencing, only to just simply go to the United States. Whether or not we have to grant asylum or consider it, if they've already gone through several other places where they would find friends, that's a very, very good question.
And Senator James Lankford, who's a Republican in Oklahoma, laid some more credit at the heels of President Joe Biden as he went to the Senate floor this week and gave a speech defending the right to life of unborn babies and declaring President Joe Biden's administration the most pro-abortion presidency in American history.
Well, Captain, when you have the Vice President of the United States clearly, and I think deliberately, omit the notion of life from the famous Declaration of Independence passage, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And then cackle about it.
Precisely. It does show that the administration has a very skewed view. It used to be, and I've said this before, it used to be Democrats wanted abortion to be safe and rare, but now it seems as though it's supposed to be abundant, or we're just not doing the right thing or something. I mean, it's to say it's messed up is an understatement.
Right. And, of course, understatements are something that they seem to be getting very good at the Biden administration. By the way, very quickly, the VA Senate, the Virginia Senate, a committee passed a bill allowing all offenders, everyone that's been convicted, to seek a release after 15 years of their sentence.
Well, I wonder, Captain, how victims of these offenders might feel about somebody who might...
They didn't ask them.
Well, of course not. Of course not. So it seems it's another way of trying to tear apart the very foundations of our society, which have to be law and order.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, too. Bottom of the hour coming up. A little news and some education and some bills being paid by your stations at the bottom of the hour. And we'll be back right after that. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Judani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. Austin said al-Sudani was responsible for fostering ISIS in Africa and funding worldwide operations. President Biden ordered the raid following a recommendation from Austin and the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley. Officials say no civilians were injured. NASA workers, guests, and families of the Challenger, Columbia, and Apollo 1 crews honored the fallen astronauts Thursday during the Space Agency Day of Remembrance at the Johnson Space Center. This year's ceremony focused on the 20th anniversary of the space shuttle Columbia accident that killed seven astronauts on February 1, 2003. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around. And our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m. And if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you.
You betcha, tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, I broadcast from the Moss Family Automotive Studio. And the great thing about Moss Nissan is they've got that brand new dealership up there in Brooksville right now. Go up there, check it out. Check it out. And for you folks to the north, it's on State Route 50, just west of 41 and just east of the Suncoast Parkway right there, the expressway, the toll road that's there on the south side of the street, about 100 yards in. You'll see it. Stop by. Say howdy to them. Don't forget the You Serve, You Save policy, which all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're a firefighter, EMT, or police, get tremendous discounts on your vehicles, as well as church pastors, too. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll also help you. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there and check them out. Okay, to the telephone lines we go. Back to Kyle Warren, first of all, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we do have a guest caller on the line here. Let's see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky, Michigan.
What's up there, Mr. Michigan?
I was wondering what you've read about that ship that they say has got hypersonic missiles on it, apparently going to Cuba.
Have you seen the date on that article?
No, I haven't.
It's a year old.
It is?
Uh-huh.
And he didn't do nothing about it?
Nope. Apparently it either happened or it didn't happen. We don't know. But that article was a year old. I reported on it twice, and somebody said, take a look at the date and see what it says. It was last year.
Oh, man.
So we don't know what happened.
Because apparently we are, because that's part of the reason I suspect why JFK got shot, is because he told them to get them missiles out of there.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. We don't know, and I can't speak with any authority on it. All I can tell you is that that article was a year old.
Oh, man.
All right?
All right. Have a good night, man.
All right. Thank you. You know what we're talking about, right, Kyle?
Right. Yeah, we did see a report about a Russian ship with hypersonic
missiles. Yep, and I reported on it earlier, and somebody told me, they said, do a date check on that and see what it says, see if you come up with what we came up with. Well, I went and did a date check, and there it was. It was last year.
Okay.
Now, as far as what happened, I don't know.
Yep, exactly. Well, again, the hypersonic missiles in and of themselves are real threats.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't know whether or not they got here or not, because the story was just dropped like a lead balloon.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, we'll see if it starts reemerging at some point.
Yeah. And if it did come over here, it didn't come to Cuba, it has to be that those type of missiles are fired from an aircraft. And we do know that Russia's building a very large air base. Let's see, is it Venice? Is it Argentina, right? Argentina.
It could be, yes.
Yeah, so that's what we think they were doing, but we don't know. And I can only say that that's what we think, and I hate to think about things and not know, because you get in trouble that way. Now, we did mention earlier, Congressman Adam Schiff has made it official. He's going to be running for Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. She's still a senator, and she hasn't said she's not running, has she?
I don't believe that she said that she's not running, but certainly, of course, I think that's the prevailing wisdom, is that Senator Feinstein would not seek another term at this stage of the game. But, of course, Adam Schiff would join Katie Porter, Democrat Congresswoman from Orange County. She's the other declared candidate at this point. There might be one other, I think, that soon that we might hear about. But, Captain, of course, in California, only the top two vote-getters go to the general election, so we could see Adam Schiff pitted against Katie Porter. I don't know if I got it. That could be a pay-per-view right there. I don't know, but certainly, I don't hope I just didn't give him a great idea to raise campaign funds. But Porter versus Schiff,
well,
it would be a rumble, that's for sure.
He was sitting there raising campaign funds, losing his congressional seat.
Well, of course. Yeah, I think that's, to him, I think he's crazy like a fox on that. He just, okay, well, that's fine. Now I got something I can raise on. And politicians do that kind of stuff all the time.
I wonder why he would do that.
Well, I think he wants to be senator. That's for sure. And then, of course, he probably, assuming it would be Democrat-controlled Senate, he would get back on the Intelligence Committee probably.
That's not going to happen. Sorry. Sorry, Adam. Maybe in the Senate if you're lucky enough to get elected, right?
That's what I'm saying. If he went to the Senate, he'd get on the Intelligence Committee at that point.
Yeah, we'll have to see. All right, now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse with these body camera pictures being released about the Memphis police officers, which is probably going to create a race riot in some cities over the weekend, you've also got, about the same time, a judge that's ordered the release of the body camera footage showing the attack on Paul Pelosi.
That's right. So we'll see. I think some of this is going to, will determine whether or not some of these earlier statements or descriptions were accurate, or just also will paint a much better picture of the actual events and how they transpired. Yeah.
Well, I'll make a prediction right now that they didn't transpire the way he exactly said they did.
Right. I understand something about whether or not he opened the door, maybe may contradict some of these other statements and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. Now, Project Veritas, you know who they are, right?
Of course, yeah.
They released an undercover video purportedly involving a Pfizer employee, Jordan Tristan Walker, who claimed in the footage that the pharmaceutical company was out there exploring the possibility of mutilating COVID through some of the lab evolutions that they had put together.
Yeah, they've talked about this idea of mutating it, the COVID-19 virus, I suppose, through what they call directed evolution, so that they can create these other vaccines and so forth. Yeah, that's pretty, I mean, that's like stuff you'd see in a science fiction movie or something. It's very scary. It invokes the notion of playing God, right? Because this COVID-19 virus, Captain, obviously was the product of some kind of research. Gain of function, as we've heard about before, but splicing or putting things together, this wasn't sitting under a rock for 5,000 years or waiting to be released by a bat in a wet market. It just doesn't make any sense. So this is why this thing behaves so bizarrely, because I don't think it came from the natural world.
Now, the enforcement of a new California law that prohibits the spread of COVID-19 misinformation by doctors was paused by a federal judge. Why do you suppose he paused that?
Well, I think the laws, I mean, the challenge is going to be heard, I think, in its entirety here pretty soon. Basically what the law says is that, you know, if you don't come out with the same basic viewpoint as the government has about COVID-19 vaccinations and so forth, that you could get your license taken away for spreading, quote, misinformation. That's a very scary thing in our society, Captain, because scientific inquiry, peer review, and just plain old common sense and debate, those are the foundations of our American society in many ways, and how we find out things. Only in places like the Soviet Union or North Korea or other places where they're going to tightly control what you can even say about something. It would be like saying somebody says, I believe the earth is flat, and somebody says, I believe the earth is round, and I'm going to go prove it by sailing across to find the East Indies. Of course, Columbus ran into North America, basically, but the premise was sound. He wanted to find a way to go around the world, and the prevailing scientific wisdom at the time was that if you did that, you would fall off the edge.
Well, we also have to remember that when all of this stuff happens the way that it does, that you have to understand that there is a medical theory on things, and there are opinions, and people can have opinions, but for someone to say, my opinion is it, and that's the way it is, and this theory isn't accurate, no, you got to prove it. You can't just open up your mouth. You got to prove it beyond reasonable doubt, okay? Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right back at you. Don't go nowhere, no how, because I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That with the Stories playing that one-hit wonder song, Brother Louie, Kyle Warren was singing in the background. He was even keeping a tune with what was going on there. Nice job, Kyle.
Thanks.
Now, I want you to tell us what's going on out west, because we have had that storm that I've been watching moving into my area, and yep, it's coming. So you tell us about what's going on out by you.
Well, folks, this morning we're looking for heavy snow to be expected up in northern Idaho, also through most of northern and southern Montana. Right now, our friends in Missoula, I think they're reading rain and snow right now. So it's about 35 degrees right there. And then, of course, if you're heading into central Wyoming, got a winter storm watch, got a winter storm warning down near Rock Springs along I-80 as you head over towards Laramie and down towards Cheyenne. So be careful as you go through there. Idaho Falls, also winter weather advisory. We're going to see another storm start coming through the Southern California area and most of California, we understand, as we head into Sunday and Monday. So more rain on the way there, we understand. And right now we've got some snow as we talked about, up in Montana, up near Idaho Falls. But also one of the key things here happening is a lot of rain and snow just north of Seattle. Rain in Seattle, snow north of Seattle right now. And it looks like rain also starting to set in just north of Portland. So if you're in that area, you can expect some rain showers perhaps as well. And also coming out Donner Pass on I-80 right now, coming out of California from Reno, Captain. Looks like it's very, very cold and fog and mist. 12 degrees, so that means that's freezing fog and mist.
Right.
So please, be careful out there.
Well, we've got the storm that's moved into North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, parts of Iowa right now. We knew it was going to. It's moving to the east. We do have a winter storm warning up there from Minot, North Dakota, all the way down almost to Fargo, not quite, but almost. That's I-29 there, so be careful up there. Snow and elsewhere. And down in Nebraska, got a unique situation. We told you about the freezing rain that was there. Well, that freezing rain is in the Omaha area right now. It's been pushed out of the rest of the state. And along I-80, you now have a winter storm warning from from Wyoming over across to almost Lincoln. So that's what's happened right now in Nebraska. Very cold temperatures in the northwestern corner of Kansas tonight, so be advised to that. Make sure you got your fuel right if you're going west, especially west of the Rockies. Coming over to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, winter storm watch, winter storm warning. Lee shore of Lake Michigan, you've got snow in a lot of areas there. Lake effect snow coming in there. Lake effect snow being dumped as we speak right now. Erie, Pennsylvania is getting it pretty heavy right now. Erie, Pennsylvania. So be on the lookout there if you're traveling I-90. You're liable to have some great adventures going over towards Buffalo, and there'll be more snow in the lee shore of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario tonight to be speaking about over there in New York State as the day progresses. Now, also, we want to mention that downwind of Lake Michigan, Indiana is going to get quite a bit of snow scattered today. You're also going to get it in the western part of Kentucky from this lake effect that's coming down. And we're also going to see some snow. We have been seeing some snow in a little portion of West Virginia right there on the line with Maryland. That would be I-64, I-70 right there in that area. Probably more I-64 right there would snow. We've got a gale warning for Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, so be advised of that. And we also have some very cold temperatures in the south tonight, predominantly South Georgia, Southeast Georgia, Brunswick, Valdosta, Tifton, the peninsula, the upper panhandle, sorry, of Florida. We got a freeze warning there. Lake City and Live Oak and those areas, and just west of Jacksonville and elsewhere, we're going to have some cold temperatures all the way down to Miami tonight. Cold for them, cold for us. Right now we have got, let's see here, 48 degrees where I'm at. In Tampa. And Kyle, what do you got where you're at?
Right now, Captain, it's about 50 degrees. Here I am in Orange County. Yep.
All right. Well, for us, this is getting nippy again, and we'll just have to wait and see what else happens. Okay. Tell us how to hear your show first.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then how about the Pilot and Flying J, where people should be thinking about up there, especially in the snowstorms again, up there in the northern plains. You should be thinking about scoping out your next stop, right?
Well, that's right. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center to you. Stop in, get something hot to drink, hot to eat, warm up, and enjoy the amenities for our trucker friends and drivers out there.
Yep. And don't forget those chicken strips they make are pretty doggone good, too. Along with those potatoes. They got that those finger potatoes. Oh, boy. All righty. I'm making myself hungry again. I always do that. Jeez. All right. Well, Kyle, we will talk to you tonight on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Oh, wait a minute. Kyle, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you for a second here. All right. Let's go up here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What on earth is going on? We've got tanks that'll be in the hands of the Ukrainians within the next few months, and now they want airplanes? They want F-16s?
Well, they've always wanted those. Remember that. There was this big, huge discussion early on when they asked for air support. And so it's not a new discussion at all. But now the Biden administration is considering sending them refurbished F-15s. So, yeah, I mean, if your country had been at war for almost a year now and destroyed, wouldn't you be asking for all of this? I mean, the request is not a new one.
If I could get it, sure.
Okay.
But the problem is somebody somewhere along the line doesn't want to give it to them. But then again, it looks like as if the Democrats, some of the key Democrats, do. So we're going to have this fight again in Congress.
I don't know that there's going to be a fight. I mean, Congress may see if they can step in. But, you know, I think it's going to come down to somewhere between the Department of Defense, the National Security Agency, and NATO and European countries.
Well, we know that their spokesman said that if they get the planes, the advantages on the battlefield will just be immense. And I get that. And the F-16s, as you said, they're not going to be like the brand new ones. But
No.
Yep.
I mean, but how long is this war supposed to go on?
Till they decide they're going to stop.
Well, what's going to make Russia stop?
I guess getting beat.
Right. So I guess the question becomes, what does winning look like? Or what does defeat look like? Or what does, you know, the end of this thing look like? And how do you get there?
You let me know. We'll both know. Here comes some music, so hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. More coming your way right after the top of the hour news here. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with Denise Simon.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.